Part 1. Camp Counselors. You will hear a radio interview with three international students, Sandra, Kevin and Carol, about working as camp counselors in their summer holidays. You will hear the recording twice. Write the correct name, Sandra, Kevin, Carol, next to the statement. Some names must be used twice.
Hey folks, and welcome to Young Life, today about being a camp counsellor for young kids in the US. And here with me are Sandra, Kevin and Carol. Carol, is working in a summer camp something everyone can do?
I highly recommend the job, but it's not necessarily everyone's cup of tea. It's rather intense, since you're basically on duty 24/7 and quite often feel overworked. You know, with kids wanting to play games until late.
Kevin, what's your experience?
Some people think it's like going on holiday. For me, there were only a few nights I felt really exhausted. And even though sometimes I had to deal with children with scraped knees and bloody noses, I'd say the job's not too challenging.
Sandra, would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with Kevin here. And let me tell you this, you'll never stop laughing because the children's filters simply haven't developed yet. And they'll always tell you what's on their minds. And, as you know, as kids are so truthful, you'll never get bored.
Thanks, Sandra. Kevin, let's talk about the fact that it was not only a job at a camp, but also a job abroad.
Yes. Coming from the Netherlands, I've learned a lot about the American culture. And there are lots of things I'd never have done at home, from donuts for breakfast to adventurous things like bungee jumping.
Carol, what else can motivate young people to do this job?
The thing is, if you do this job only for the money, you might be better off staying at home and working full-time over the summer. Actually, working as a camp counselor is a relatively cheap way to spend the summer in the States, and at the same time gain experiences you'd never want to miss.
Well, thank you all very much. And if you folks out there want to be a camp counselor as well, please check our website.
Now listen to the recording again.
Hey folks, and welcome to Young Life, today about being a camp counsellor for young kids in the US. And here with me are Sandra, Kevin and Carol. Carol, is working in a summer camp something everyone can do?
I highly recommend the job, but it's not necessarily everyone's cup of tea. It's rather intense, since you're basically on duty 24/7 and quite often feel overworked. You know, with kids wanting to play games until late.
Kevin, what's your experience?
Some people think it's like going on holiday. For me, there were only a few nights I felt really exhausted. And even though sometimes I had to deal with children with scraped knees and bloody noses, I'd say the job's not too challenging.
Sandra, would you agree with that?
I definitely agree with Kevin here. And let me tell you this, you'll never stop laughing because the children's filters simply haven't developed yet and they'll always tell you what's on their minds. And, as you know, as kids are so truthful, you'll never get bored.
Thanks, Sandra. Kevin, let's talk about the fact that it was not only a job at a camp, but also a job abroad.
Yes. Coming from the Netherlands, I've learned a lot about the American culture. And there are lots of things I'd never have done at home, from donuts for breakfast to adventurous things like bungee jumping.
Carol, what else can motivate young people to do this job?
The thing is, if you do this job only for the money, you might be better off staying at home and working full-time over the summer. Actually, working as a camp counselor is a relatively cheap way to spend the summer in the States, and at the same time gain experiences you'd never want to miss.
Well, thank you all very much. And if you folks out there want to be a camp counselor as well, please check our website.
This is the end of part one. Now look at the tasks of part two.